I'm having another scientific play today, but today I'm going to use the Espro press, and I'm also going to see how much the temperature is of the water and once it's brewed and how well the Espro press keeps its temperature. I have no doubt it will because it's double-walled, it's stainless steel, and it's so classy. I'm just about to put my beans in the grinder, the Porlex grinder, and I'm going to grind and do the rest and check back in. So I've given Shirley the grinder. She's grinding the Mandeling. We've actually measured 20.5 grams. We're going to add 300 milliliters of water. What Espro suggests is that the water should be at 95 centigrade. That's what we're going to do. And then we're going to brew it for 4 minutes and see how it tastes. Is it done? I've preheated the Espro jug and I'm now about to put the ground coffee, medium ground coffee into it. I want to see, I've got a glass jug here which shows me the exact amount of water. Here we go, 300 milliliters. Let's put my thermometer in. Let's see how hot that is. Oh, okay. It's actually gone down to 88. Ah. Well, let's do it with 88. Oh, 89. That's what we're going to do. We're going to do it with 89. And then see. Let it brew for 4 minutes. So, let's just pour it in. Very gently. They don't want you to stir it immediately. So the 300 milliliters are in. This Espro press is actually for one cup only. There's a nice bloom on top, sitting on top. Some bubbles that just show that all the coffee, I'm going to give it just the tiniest help so that all the ground coffee is actually moist. And now, ooh, you know what I forgot? Terrible. But I'll add a few seconds. Now I've put the timer on. See how it goes. And gently I'm going to put that top on top, which has that amazing filter system in the shape of a little cup. I'm going to sit it on top and let it brew for 4 minutes.